Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, September 17th, 2025 meeting of the Lake Havasu City Planning and Zoning Commission. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Susanna Ballard.
Present.
Commissioner Joan DeZero.
Here.
Commissioner Paul Lair.
Here.
Vice Chair Tiffany Wilson.
Here.
Commissioner Lonnie Stevenson.
Here.
Chair Jim Harris.
Here.
Commissioner Gabrielle Medley.
Here.
Commissioner Mary Costa. Here. Commissioner J.P. Thornton.
Here.
Commissioner Phil Annette.
Okay, correspondence and announcements. Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a number of items to go over today. The next General Plan Steering Committee meeting will be on October 15th at 1:30 p.m. The General Plan Public Open House with Visioning Stations has been confirmed, and you probably already received an email on that. And it's also out on social media. It will be on October 29th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. and October 30th from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. And that's going to be at the library on McCulloch. At the City Council's last meeting, the PD rezone for 669 Lake Havasu Avenue was approved by Council. And that's all I have for correspondence and announcements for today.
Okay. Let's start with the minutes of the last meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections to those minutes by commissioners? Anybody at all? Then I will entertain a motion to approve or disapprove. Ms. Wilson?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Do we have a motion by Ms. Wilson, a second by Mr. Thornton to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let's go ahead and place our votes.
The motion to approve the minutes passes 7-0.
All right, this is a public hearing, and I'm going to dispense with the normal introduction that I normally do because we won't be taking any action today. We will call for the public's input if there's any, but let's move right into today's hearing. It is ID 254933 for the first item, and this is a 2026 General Plan Update Progress Report by Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning to the Planning Commission and everyone joining us here in person or tuning in remotely. Today, I'll be providing an update on the progress of the Lake Havasu City General Plan Update. I'll walk through the process and schedule, share a participation update, outline the next steps, and then open it up for questions that you may have. For those who may be engaging with this process for the first time, the General Plan Update is a long-range planning effort that will shape the city's goals and objectives for growth and development over the next decade and beyond. It serves as a strategic guide, not a regulatory document. It's important to note that this update does not change the current development code or the zoning map. Any future policy changes to those documents would require a formal legislative process, including public hearings. While such changes often follow general plan updates, we're still early in the process, and it's too soon to determine whether that will be necessary. Last week, this briefing was provided to City Council just to let the Planning Commission know. So you guys are getting it second this time. The agenda for the presentation is up on the screen, and I'm going to advance slide. From the outset of this two-year process, we followed a publicly shared schedule developed in partnership with our consultant team at Logan Simpson Design Incorporated. This timeline has guided each phase of the general plan update. We've completed steps 1 and 2, the launch and discover steps, and we're now wrapping up step 3, envision. Much of the work from step 3 is the centerpiece of tonight's presentation. This morning's presentation. Step 4, build, the name of it on the screen, is already underway. While it's progressing well, it's still in the early stages and not yet ready to be included in this update. We'll cover that in more detail in a future presentation. The public participation slide. This slide highlights the success of the dedicated website created for the general plan update. From the beginning, staff and the consultant team have consistently encouraged attendees at every event, meeting, and workshop to visit the site, complete questionnaires, and stay informed on the process. As shown here, the site has received over 18,800 views and currently has 148 subscribers. We continue to promote it at every opportunity, and we expect those numbers to grow as more residents engage with the update. Community listening session slide. As part of our comprehensive data collection strategy for the general plan update, we conducted in-depth interviews with a range of key community stakeholders, so you can see on the screen. These conversations were guided by a detailed set of questions designed to capture various perspectives and priorities across the city. We're nearly finished with this phase, and only 3 interviews remain before this portion of the outreach is complete. The committee meeting slide. 2 key committees are playing an active role in shaping the general plan update, the general plan steering committee and the technical advisory committee. The steering committee, whose members are listed on the screen, were selected from a pool of applicants representing a wide range of backgrounds and perspectives across the city. Their role is to provide strategic guidance throughout the process. So far, they've met twice, with a 3rd meeting is scheduled for October 15th, which I brought up in the announcements earlier. The Technical Advisory Committee is made up of city staff from every department. These subject matter experts review all materials, data, reports, and draft content for technical accuracy and consistency. Their role is to ensure the materials produced throughout the process are technically sound and reflect best practices across all departments. A drop-in event site. Development services staff, along with our consultant team, have actively participated in 13 community events so far, with more planned through the end of the year. These outreach efforts through booths and tent setups have allowed us to connect directly with approximately 750 residents. We also launched an online questionnaire as part of our public engagement strategy. The first survey received responses from 831 individuals who shared their thoughts on various aspects of the city's future. From analyzing those responses, 7 key themes emerged. First, there's a strong desire to preserve Lake Havasu City's small-town character. This sentiment came through consistently across multiple engagement channels. Second, affordable housing remains a top concern. Many respondents emphasize the need for more accessible and diverse housing options. Third, there's clear interest in attracting more well-paying jobs. At the same time, people express concern about the city's reliance on tourism and service-based industries. Fourth, traffic congestion, mobility were recurring topics. Residents are looking for solutions that include expanded public transit and improved bike infrastructure. Fifth, access to health care, especially specialist emergency services, was flagged as a significant issue that needs attention. Sixth, there's a strong call for more recreational opportunities, including sports fields, indoor facilities, and youth programs. And finally, protecting the shoreline and natural environment emerged as a clear priority, reflecting the community's deep connection to its unique setting. These themes are helping shape the direction of the general plan update and will continue to guide our work as we move forward. Workshop number 1 slide, and the second event, as I announced earlier in the announcements correspondence, is coming up at the end of October. But this is the results of the first one. showed strong participation with 63 attendees joining in person and another 85 participating virtually. It was a valuable opportunity to gather input and begin shaping the direction of the general plan update. During the workshop, we explored four key concepts that helped frame the conversation. First, we looked at themed aspirational principles. These are broad values and goals that reflect the community's vision for the future. Next, we identified priorities that focused on areas that residents felt were the most important to address. Third, we also gathered input on visual preferences and gained feedback on design styles, development patterns, and the look and feel of future growth. And finally, we discussed big ideas and locational preferences on where certain types of development or improvements should occur. Together, these elements provided a strong foundation for the next phase of planning and helped us better understand what matters most to the community. The visioning site. So what have we learned from all the outreach, surveys, workshops, interviews, and community events? After reviewing and analyzing the full range of public input and data, we condensed into five core aspirational statements. These statements reflect the community's values and priorities, and each one aligns with the 17 planning elements required by state law. To make the planning process more accessible and meaningful, we've grouped these elements into five overarching themes. As you can see on the screen, under these five categories with the color labels are items that include all 17 of the planning elements required by law. Number one, land use and growth. That includes the land use and growth categories. Connected community is the second. Encompasses public services and facilities, energy, water resources, bicycling, circulation, and public buildings categories. Third, prosperous economy includes economic growth, education, and cost of development categories. Four, thriving neighborhoods covers housing, conservation, rehabilitation, development, and neighborhood preservation and revitalization categories. And finally, healthy environment, the fifth category, includes environmental planning, recreation, open space, and safety. These aspirational statements will serve as the foundation for the goals and policies that guide the next phase of the general plan update. The next step slide. Looking ahead, we have several important steps coming up in the general plan update process. We'll begin by analyzing the results of the plan audit to identify areas of alignment and opportunities for improvement. Listening sessions will continue, allowing us to gather more targeted input from residents and stakeholders. Work will begin on drafting the future land use map, which will help visualize how the city may grow and evolve. The General Plan Steering Committee will hold its third meeting on October 15th to review progress, provide further guidance. And toward the end of October, that will be on the 29th and 30th, as previously stated, we'll host the second workshop public involvement event, both virtual and in person, to share updates and gather additional feedback from the community. Ultimately, once the full update is completed early next year, the general plan will be placed before voters for ratification in the November 2026 election. Mr. Chairman, this completes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions the commission may have.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions of Mr. Gilbert by the commission? Any at all? Okay, hearing none, I'll open it up to the public. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to speak on this matter? Anybody at all? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and close the public portion and bring it back to the table. Do we have any further business?
Mr. Chairman, if I may add, I encourage everyone who's watching remotely to go to the city's website and get access to the link for the consultant team's products that they put. Where all this information we present tonight is available on the website, and I encourage everyone to go to it and subscribe, or if not, to at least look at the resources available there and get involved.
All right. Thank you very much. At this point, I will do our formal call to the public. If anybody in the audience would like to speak to the commission on any subject whatsoever, now is the time. And I see nobody willing to do that, so we'll close the call to the public and bring it back to future meetings, Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, October 1st at 9 a.m., and this is important, at the old meeting room in the police building. For commission members that may not have been involved in any meetings over there, it's across the it's across the street next to City Hall, over toward police. There's a parking lot. If you go to the end of the parking lot where you enter the police station, to the right of that entrance is a separate door, and that door will lead to the old meeting area, and that's where the meeting will be held. Shelby will be working with our media expert tomorrow over at the facility to see what capabilities are still there for the meeting, since police have been doing some renovations. So we're going to figure out what all we can actually accomplish. But that meeting will be for the general plan, major general plan amendment for the project on the island, the waterfront project. So that will be the only subject on the agenda, but it's only the first hearing of the for the major general plan change. It requires two hearings, so the second one will be on November 5th, but this one there will be no action taken. I just want to point that out as well. It'll be to collect information, comments from the public, and there will be presentation by us, and then the action will be on November 5th. And then following the November 5th major general plan amendment action will be the presentation of the rezone component. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, unless any commissioners have anything else, we stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.